What's up, Highlight fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City Highlight. Listen in for Highlight head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Highlight players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Highlight EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
America's new super sport.
Welcome to another episode of H2H Highlight here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is the second episode for the 2022 season of H2H Highlight. And today's episode is being brought to listeners in part by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Today's show is also being sponsored by Magic City Highlight. And once again, like I said, I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin. And this is the second week of H2H Highlight for the 2022 season. And we have an all new format. Well, it's not all new. We have a new format that consists of four squads on the Magic City Highlight roster for H2H. We have the Renegades, the Cyclones, and the Wall Warriors, and the Chargers. And before I get started here, Highlight H2H is played similar to a tennis match. In that case, the first person to win 6 points within a set wins the set. The first person or team or squad to win two sets wins the match. And very often, H2H Highlight matches can go up to three sets. And so, as I was saying, H2H Highlight is an all new format. And we have the Robote Renegades, the Cesta Cyclones, the Wall Warriors, and the Chula Chargers. And we had three matches this past week, three sets of matches on February 20th, Sunday, February 20th, Monday the 21st, and Tuesday the 22nd. And just to give you a breakdown of what the standings are for this week, for the end of this week, we have the Robote Renegades in the first place standing position with 11.5 points total. We have the Cesta Cyclones with 8.5 points, the Wall Warriors with 5.5 points, and the Chula Chargers with 4.5 points. And here's the breakdown right here. On February 20th, we had the Chula Chargers versus the Robote Renegades in H2H format match play. There are typically three singles matches and two doubles matches. In the first match between the Chula Chargers and Robote Renegades, we have the singles match between Robin and Benny. Benny wins the match 6-4 and 6-2 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Aratz versus Hyro. Aratz wins the match by splitting the sets, by winning the first and third sets 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, the third singles match, we have Douglas versus Gauthieri. And Douglas pulls in the win for the Robote Renegades with a 6-4 and 6-5 split. In doubles play for February 20th, we have Gauthieri and Aratz versus Hyro and Benny. Gauthier and Aratz pull off the win 6-1 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second doubles match of the day, final match of the day, we have Robin and Ben versus Correa and Roque. And Robin and Ben pull off the win 6-2 and 6-4 in the second and third sets. And the total points that were awarded for the match play for the day, the Chula Chargers take home 4 points and the Robote Renegades take home 2 points. In Monday's matches and performances for H2H Highlai, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. In the first match, we have Dias versus Douglas, and Dias pulls off the win 6-5 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Bradley versus Jedden. Bradley pulls off the win 6-3 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the third singles match, we have Bueno versus Ikeda, and Ikeda pulls off the win 6-1 and 6-2 in straight sets. For doubles action for the day, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Ikeda and Manny. And Ikeda and Manny pull off the win 6-0 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. That was actually a great match to watch. Ikeda and Manny versus Inaki and Nicholas. That was a very exciting match to watch. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Joseph and Manu. And Bueno and Nicholas pull off the win 6-4 and 6-4 in straight sets to bring the total awarded points for the day for the Wall Warriors. They have 3.5, they earned 3.5 points. And for the Cesta Cyclones, they earned 2.5 points. And for the third set of matches that took place on Tuesday, February 22nd, we have the Renegades versus the Cyclones. And in the first singles match, we have Robin versus Carballo, and Carballo pulls it off 6-3 and 6-0 in straight sets. I like to call Carballo the Duke. And in the second match, we have Aratz versus Manny. Aratz pulls off the win 6-2 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Gauthier versus Manu. Gauthier pulls off the win 6-5 and 6-1. In the first doubles match, or match four of the day, we have Gauthier and Aratz versus Carballo and Manu for singles action. For doubles action. Gauthier and Aratz versus Carballo and Manu. Gauthier and Aratz pull off the win 6-1 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Robin and Ben versus Jedden and Manny. And the Super Bowl champion and Manny pull off the win 6-3 and 6-2 in the second and third sets. And Jedden is the only Super Bowl champion currently playing professional highlight. And for the day, the total awarded points for the Robote Renegades, they earned 3.5 points. And for the Cesta Cyclones, they earned 2.5 points. And that brings the total standings and points awarded for the week, including the first week, to the Robote Renegades, acquiring 11.5 points. The Cesta Cyclones have 8.5 points. The Wall Warriors have 5.5 points. And the Chula Chargers have 4.5 points. And that will do it for the scores and more for H2H Highlai here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.